Welcome to Wonders of Asia. This tour provides information about beautiful cities to visit in this continent, along with weather overviews, monumental places to look at, and fun facts. Sit back and relax as you go on a tour of seven of Asia's most enticing cities. The first location features Beijing, a city in China. The 2008 Summer Olympics were held here. Beijing includes the Great Wall of China and the National Museum of China, along with other modern architecture. Beijing's annual climate varies, but stays fairly warm overall. Its hottest month is in July, with an average of 81 degrees Fahrenheit, so consider avoiding traveling here during these months. The best times to visit Beijing are from March to May and from September to October. These seasons have the best climates and, additionally, colorful scenery. But be careful, because summers can be very hot and winters bring cold temperatures and sometimes snow. Fun fact, Beijing officially became the ninth most innovative city in the world on April 23rd, 2018. Now let's explore our next city, Mumbai, India. Being the largest city in India, Mumbai is heavily populated. It accounts for more than 6% of India's economy. The Gateway of India, an arch monument built in 1913, can be found here. It also houses one of the city's main attractions, the Tarapurawala Aquarium. Mumbai's weather is pretty hot. Bring hats and sunscreen because the average temperature is in the high 80s to 90 degrees. This city doesn't get much dry heat. It has humid and muggy weather, which is influenced by its closeness to the Arabian Sea. Speaking of water, India's monsoon season occurs mainly during June through September, which is something to consider when traveling. Besides the inconvenient weather, it also reduces the weather quality. Now let's take a look at Shanghai, another city in China. Shanghai is China's biggest city and has many beautiful places to visit. One of these is Yuying Garden, an extensive Chinese garden located near another monumental spot, the City God Temple of Shanghai. But one of the most famous is the Oriental Pearl Tower, which is a TV tower that was built in 1991. Now, let's head over to North Korea. Pyeongchang, the capital of North Korea, is the largest city there and is located along the Taedong River. Although it can be seen as a restricting place, it still has beautiful scenery. North Korea's temperatures are pretty normal, so there's nothing to worry about there, but it still does get a few typhoons. According to the Borgen Report, water quality in North Korea continues to deteriorate. The country's water system and sanitation systems are both in a state of disrepair. Even though the country invested in an extensive piped water supply system in the early 80s, due to natural disasters and low levels of investments, the water system is compromised. Even though Korea has good weather, their water quality isn't as reliable. Our next stop is Tokyo, Japan. Tokyo, Japan's busy capital, mixes modern and traditional, from neon-lit skyscrapers to historic temples. Odaiba is an artificial island in Tokyo, which has shopping places, amusement parks, and even a science museum. Sensoji, a historic temple to their goddess, is another location in Tokyo. Tokyo's weather consists of hot, humid summers paired with mild winters. Rainfall is more present during the summer, and it's drier in winter, which is why the cool season is not as intense. The best months to visit Tokyo are late spring and late autumn months when the skies are clear and there is little rain. According to Insider Journeys, the delicate cherry blossom of spring and vivid hues of autumn leaves are visually stunning. Next up, we'll see what's happening in Hong Kong. Hong Hong Kong is located in southeastern China and has many interesting places to visit. For instance, Victoria Peak is a nice spot to look out over the city. It even has telescopes. Hong Kong's Ocean Park is also a good place to visit when nature lovers want to connect with aquatic wildlife. It can serve as a theme park with rides as well. Hong Kong's average temperature is 82 degrees Fahrenheit, which is pretty warm. This is only 2 degrees under its hottest temperature, but according to China Highlights, Hong Kong has a monsoon-influenced subtropical climate. It is also a mountainous area. The temperatures are a little lower, and the rainfall is greater in the mountains compared to the low-lying city areas. Bear this in mind if you go walking in the hills. Last stop, Hanoi, Vietnam. Hanoi is the capital of Vietnam. It is known for its centuries-old architecture and is very cultural. At the center, Old Quarter is located, a chaotic trading area. There are also many temples there whose purposes range from selling goods to honoring legendary animals. Similarly to Hong Kong, Hanoi's hottest temperature is 84 degrees Fahrenheit, and like the majority of other cities, this city does get plenty of rain. Hanoi's winters are usually foggy. Most people also overlook the fact that Vietnam is a tropical country, which can be simplified as a year-round overheated weather. Hey guys, hope you enjoyed this tour! Maybe now that you have some facts and information on these seven countries, maybe you can visit one or all of them. See you next time!